Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us all stand up in the presence of the living God. Hallelujah. Let us read Psalm 23 together. 23rd Sangeetanam. We will read together. Not verse by verse, but we will read it together. Psalm 23. Ellarkum parichayamayulla oru veda bhagam annallo. Sangeetanam 23rd Sangeetanam. Psalm 23. Let us read. We'll read together. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let us all just raise our holy hands before the Lord and thank God for this psalm. Thank God that He is our protector. Thank God He's our shepherd. Thank God that He's our provider. There is nothing that we lack because God is the one who gives us everything. So let us thank God this morning. Hallelujah. We worship you, King of Kings. We worship you, Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, Lord, we surrender ourselves to you. You're our shepherd. You're our guide. You're our provider. You're our rod. You're our staff. You're our love, our comforter, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are yours and we belong to you. We are the sheep of your pasture. I pray, Lord, today that you will speak to us. We surrender ourselves into your mighty hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. You may all be seated in the presence of the living God. Hallelujah. I know this is a passage that is very familiar with all of this. Ellarkum, you know, arinna oru vedapagamanallo, oru sangeethanamanallo, 23rd sangeethanam. We teach it to our children. Chalapol, some of the first verses that our children learn is from Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. In fact, that is such a powerful verse. Recently, my son Jedediah, he's watching a YouTube program. There's this song that comes. It's called Young David, Psalm 23. So if you want to go home and show your children, not right now, but later when you go home, you can show your children Young David, Psalm 23. It's a song that has come. So they did this in very good animation with like biblical stories of how David was when he was a young boy. And then in that, David sings this song, "The Lord is my shepherd." And he says it differently. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. Yehova ende ideen agunu enike avashyathine ellam unda." Namukku aa vedam enikku muttundage illa ennu parayumbol, you know, we don't fully mean the grasp adinde ande aaram allengil adinde aashayam chalappol nammal nashtapettu povum, because nammude manasile nammal already idu ariyam, namukku already, we already know the story, we know the message. Adu poduve nammude malayali churches oru message kittumbol thanne oru vaakyam vaikumbol avarku ariyam evade ee message end cheyan povune. Avar already 5 points avar prepare cheyittund avade manasile. Avar pastorne write cheyya pastor 5 point parayumo. അങ്ങനെയാണ് യൂഷ്വലി മലയാള സഭകളിലുള്ള വിശ്വാസികൾ. നമ്മൾ ജീവിതം മൊത്തം വി ഹാവ് ബീൻ ഹിയറിംഗ് സെർമൻസ്, ഓൾ അവർ ലൈഫ് വി ഹാവ് ബീൻ ലിസ്ണിംഗ് ടു സെർമൻസ്. സോ വെൻ പീപ്പിൾ ആർ പ്രീച്ചിങ് എ സെർമൻ ആൻഡ് ദേ ഗിവ് ദ ഫസ്റ്റ് വേർസ് ഇറ്റ്സെൽഫ്, ഇൻ അവർ മൈൻഡ് വി ഹാവ് ഓൾറെഡി എസ്റ്റാബ്ലിഷ്ഡ് ഹൗ ദ സെർമൻ ഷുഡ് ഗോ, ഹൗ ദ points should be, where it should end, and then we rate the pastor, you could have added 2 more points to that sermon, you know, let me tell you what those 2 points are. So sometimes we have that in our minds, and the more familiar we are with the passage, sometimes we lose sometimes the depth and the meaning behind it. Here the word is clear: the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing, or I shall not want. It means devam endi ideyanagunu, the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. Other than pinnem, I've said this so many times in KPC, I've said that because God is our provider, if we have God, we lack nothing at all. Devam namukondengil, you know, we, if God is for us, who can be against us? If God is on our side, we have nothing to lose. And so I was meditating on what to share, and I just want to take a short time to say what the Lord put in my heart, because I know man of God, Pastor J. John, is here to share the word. So I want to respect the time that is before us. And I know a lot of you are probably still sore from yesterday. I'm also sore a little bit from yesterday. So I understand some of you don't want to stay here for a long church service. I understand that. Let us turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 49. Verse 19 to 21. Thank you. This is a verse that is also very familiar with us. It's from Joseph towards the end of his Jacob's life. Jacob passed away. And we know the story of Joseph. Yeah, youngsters, we learned this in Sunday school, right? Joseph was a young boy. He was called a man of dreams. He had vision. He had a calling upon his life. God gave him two specific dreams that we know of. I'm sure he probably had a lot more dreams. But two dreams specifically that he kind of remember that he had, and he shared with his brothers, he shared with his family. And instead, his family and even his father and his brothers made fun of him. They teased him. Why are you having this dream? What do you think of yourself? You think so highly of yourself. You think you're better than all of us? And Joseph is just saying, I'm just sharing my dream. I'm not telling that I'm better than you. I'm just saying this is what God showed me. Sometimes, children of God, sometimes what God calls you to do, I'm mainly focusing towards the youth, but to everybody also, what God is calling you to do sometimes might be too big for other people around you to even believe. Sometimes the dream and the vision that God places for you might make it seem like everyone else is not going to accept what God has shown you. Maybe your dreams, your vision, your passion, your skill, what God has prophesied over you, what God has spoken over you, maybe even your own siblings may not believe. Maybe your own parents may not believe. Maybe your cousins, your uncles, your aunties, your pastors, maybe even your own loved ones, the people who you think are fighting for you, who are supposed to believe you, who are going to trust you, those very people will say, what is this dream? Who do you think you are? But children of God, I want you to understand that God's words are true over everyone else's words. God has spoken a vision. If God has given you a dream, if God has given you a purpose, it doesn't matter who believes you, believe in the one who has given you that promise. It doesn't matter if you don't believe the promise, trust the one who has given you that promise. Because our God is a God who makes the impossible possible. Our God is a God who excels in making the supernatural seem natural. As we go through Joseph's life, Joseph, through different seasons in his life, as he goes through different situations, in the story of book of Joseph in Genesis, we can read. I'm not going to take you through that. I'll just say very quickly. Joseph goes to help his father, goes to check on his brothers. What does his brothers do? They strip him from his 7 multicolored robe and put him inside a dry pit, a dry well. At the moment he's in the dry well, Joseph could be, Lord, these are the people who you said are going to be supporting me. These are the people who will be surrounding me. These people will uplift me up. My own family members are putting me down in a dry well. You showed me this dream. Did Joseph say, Lord, I want to be elevated over my brothers? No. Did Joseph say, elevate me over every member of my family? No. He said, Lord, show me your dream. What is the purpose in my life? God showed him that dream. He shared it with people, and instead he got persecuted. Instead, he got put in a dry well. Instead, his brothers themselves said, here comes the dreamer. Here comes the one who said that he will be better than us. Let's show him who he is. It is because of his dream, because of his calling, because of his vision that he got persecuted. Sometimes the world will tell you, keep quiet. Don't share your dream. Don't share your vision. Don't share your calling. Right? We tell our children, okay? Don't tell anybody. You have a great ministry. You know, you got that really great mark. They will get jealous. They will envy me. They will be jealous. Their jealousy will cause you to be persecuted. Their jealousy, their envy, thinking, Avanara, Ivalara, who is he? Who is she? And they will oppose your calling and ministry. So sometimes out of love, our loved ones will say, Moni, it's odingirike. Just keep quiet. Shandamaitirike. Moni mail velya vili onda. Adu devathinte samayathile edukum. Just for now, just sit. Because we don't want his ministry or his calling to be affected. പക്ഷേ അസൂയ വന്നാലും ദൈവമാണ് വിളിച്ചത്. പെർസിക്യൂഷൻ ഉണ്ടെങ്കിലും വെല്ലുവിളി ഉണ്ടെങ്കിലും ദൈവമാണോ വാക്തത്വം തന്നത്? മനുഷ്യനാണോ വാക്തത്വം തന്നത്? ദൈവമാണോ വാക്തത്വം തന്നത്? നമ്മൾ സ്വന്തമായിട്ട് ഉണ്ടാക്കിയ വാക്തത്വമാണോ? അല്ല, ദർശനം ദൈവത്തിന്റെ ദർശനമാ. Who gave us this calling? Who gave us this vision? Who gave us this dream? Not us, not our loved ones, not a human being, but God. So, devam thanna vaktatham aanengil, hallelujah, stand firm in the promise God has given you. Even if your situation is not in favorable position. Nammal porame nammal nokkumbol, nammalde situation namukku anukoolamalla. It is not favorable for us. It is not a situation where we can say how this vision will come to pass. Even the people who said that these people saw the vision, I shared it with my brothers, but they're persecuting me because of the vision. But understand, a day is coming that God will fulfill his promise. Even in the dry well, God was with Joseph. Potta kenaralum, hallelujah, nammada kartavu Josephine vittilla. After that situation, they were planning on killing Joseph. So while that process was going on, Judah said, you know what, let's not kill him. He is our brother. Let us sell him into slavery. When he is sold for 30 shekels of silver, which is a large amount of money, all the brothers profited from that. They sold him into slavery. They sold him to a group of Canaanites. And, I don't know if it's Canaanites or Ishmaelites, because in the even though it says they're Ishmaelites, the Ishmaelites are not the ones who took him into Egypt. If you study the scripture, in fact, the slaves who bought Joseph from the brothers and are again reselling him. That's not there in scripture. But the group that is selling him to the Egyptians are not the ones who bought him from his brothers. So in fact, he was a slave that got sold by and to another group of slaves. So here Joseph is going to Ishmaelite. Ishmaelites are his own cousins. He's like, okay, at least I'm with my cousins. But then they sell him to a group of Egyptians who will go and sell him again to Egypt. So again, he's being traded for lower and lower in value. Further and further, his dream is going away from him. Who is the center of his dream? His family. Where is his family? In Canaan. Where is he? In Egypt. Now, how will the dream come to pass? So he thinks, okay, he goes to Potiphar's house. He gets elevated there. There, even for doing the right thing, he goes into the prison. Finally, two people come into the prison. He thinks, okay, God gives, they see a dream. God gives him the discernment to tell what the meaning of the dream is. He tells these two people, but he tells them, when you get out of prison, remember me. They get out of prison. Everything that Joseph said would come to pass came to pass, but they forgot Joseph. Sometimes in life, we plan how our vision will be fulfilled. ചിലപ്പോൾ നമ്മൾ നമ്മുടെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ നമ്മൾ പ്ലാൻ ചെയ്യും എങ്ങനെയാ ദൈവം തന്ന വാക്തത്വം ഫുൾഫിൾ ആകുന്നത്. ദൈവം പറഞ്ഞു മഞ്ഞു പെയ്യുന്ന ഒരു ദേശമായിരിക്കും നമ്മൾ പോകുന്നത്, നമുക്ക് ടിക്കറ്റ് വാങ്ങിക്കാം കാനഡയിലോട്ട്. അങ്ങനെയല്ലല്ലോ നമ്മൾ വന്നത്. ഗോഡ് ഗേവ് അസ് എ ഡെസ്റ്റിനി, ഗോഡ് ഗേവ് അസ് എ പേർപ്പസ്, ഗോഡ് ഗേവ് അസ് എ വിഷൻ. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് ഇൻ അവർ അബിലിറ്റി ടു ഫുൾഫിൽ ഇറ്റ്. ബിക്കോസ് ഇഫ് ഇറ്റ് വാസ് ഇൻ അവർ അബിലിറ്റി, ദെൻ യു ഡോണ്ട് നീഡ് ഗോഡ്. So God makes the situation where you have no other option but to say, unless you work, God, my situation cannot change. Unless you step into the situation, unless you work for me, unless you turn the situation around, unless you are the only one who can come for me, then God gets all the glory. നമ്മൾ ദൈവത്തെ ആരാധിക്കുന്നത്, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, നമ്മൾ നമ്മുടെ സ്വന്തം ശക്തിയിൽ നമ്മൾ പ്രവർത്തിച്ചിട്ടല്ല നമ്മൾ ദൈവത്തെ ആരാധിക്കുന്നത്. നോട്ട് ബിക്കോസ് വി ഗെയിൻ ദ ബ്ലെസ്സിംഗ് അവർ സെൽഫ്, നോട്ട് ബിക്കോസ് വി ഏൺ തിങ്സ് അവർ സെൽഫ്, ബട്ട് ബിക്കോസ് ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് ബൈ ദ ഗ്രേസ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ കൃപ മാത്രം, ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ കൃപ മാത്രം, ഹല്ലേലൂയ, ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് ബൈ ഗോഡ്സ് ഗ്രേസ് അലോൺ that we have the strength. Hallelujah. ചിലപ്പോൾ നമ്മുടെ മനസ്സിൽ നമ്മൾ ചിന്തിക്കും, ഹാലലൂയ, എൻ്റെ പൈസയാണ് ആൾക്ക് നമ്മുടെ വീടിന് വേണ്ടി മോർട്ട്ഗേജ് അടയ്ക്കുന്നത്, എൻ്റെ ശക്തി ആലോൺ എനിക്ക് എൻ്റെ പിള്ളേരുടെ ഫീഡ് ചെയ്യാൻ പറ്റുന്നത്. ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് മൈ സ്ട്രെങ്ത്, ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് മൈ വിസ്ഡം ദറ്റ് ഐ എം ഏബിൾ ടു ഗെറ്റ് ദീസ് ഗുഡ് ഗ്രേഡ്സ്. മേ ബി ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് മൈ സ്ട്രെങ്ത്, ഇറ്റ് ഇസ് മൈ പവർ, ഇറ്റ്സ് മൈ എബിലിറ്റി. ബട്ട് സം ടൈംസ് ഇഫ് യു റിലൈ ഓൺ ദാറ്റ് ടു മച്ച്, ഗോഡ് വിൽ ടച്ച് ദാറ്റ്. Because God is interested in taking the entire glory. So, adi verana munbe, before God touches itself, you say, God, you take all the glory. It is not my strength. It is not my finances. It's not my ability. It's not my wisdom. Oh, it is all yours. Then, God will say, I can work with him. I can work with her. Because we need to work in a place where we say, God, you get all the glory regardless. Because namde, if we leave room for us to get the credit, then we will take all the credit. That is why God is interested in removing all the crutches of your life. In the end, we should be able to say, in every situation, in every circumstance, God is my shepherd. I have everything I need. എനിക്ക് എൻ്റെ ആവശ്യത്തിന് വേണ്ടി, എൻ്റെ ആഗ്രഹത്തിന് വേണ്ടി, എൻ്റെ എല്ലാ വിഷയത്തിനു വേണ്ടി എനിക്കൊരു ഇടയനുണ്ട്. There is a God. Even if you go through the valley of the shadow of death, hallelujah, even if you go through still waters, even if you're looking for green pastures, there is a God who is there walking with you, who is guiding you. Children of God, Joseph experienced that in every situation of his life, that even when his friends forgot him, even the people who he helped forgot him, even when he thought, this is the way I get out of prison, that door was closed. God did not forget Joseph. ദൈവം യോസെഫിനെ മറന്നില്ല. ഹാലലൂയ. അതിൻ്റെ കറക്റ്റ് ടൈം, കൃത്യസമയത്തിന് ദൈവം ഫാറോയുടെ ഉറക്കത്തെ കളഞ്ഞു. Yes, the Pharaoh's sleep was disturbed because it was the right time, the apt time for God to bring Joseph out of prison. If Joseph came out of prison earlier, he would not have been able to accomplish the calling upon his life. Children of God, right now when you look in your life, maybe nothing that you planned is working out. Maybe your situation is not favorable for you. Your grades are not favorable. Your degree is not favorable. Your work life is not favorable. Your boss is not favorable. Your finances is not favorable. But trust in the one who has called you. Maybe your spouse is against you. Maybe your family members are against you. Maybe your parents are against you. Maybe your all the people who you love, your neighbors are against you. But know who is for you. Maybe the people who said that they will support you forgot you. Maybe the people who said that they will help you will not come to help you. But know that there is a God who will not forget you. Children of God, in the end, hallelujah, Joseph was elevated. His family was saved. Not just his family, all of the Canaanites, all of the Egyptians were saved because God saw a dream in Joseph. God gave Joseph a dream and fulfilled it. And because of that, his brothers and everyone came to him. And when Jacob died, they thought, okay, Joseph is going to destroy us. That's what we read in Genesis chapter 50. And he said, remember this, what you worked for my evil, what you did against me, God turned it for good. If there is jealousy or envy or problems or difficulty or persecution that is standing as a hindrance against your blessing, know this, that God's calling is greater than anyone else's envy. God's calling is greater than anyone else's jealousy. God's calling is greater even in your disbelief. God's calling will still stand true. All you have to say is, Lord, you are my shepherd. I have everything I need. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even if I walk through the still waters, even though I walk through different situations in my life, I know surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. And know this, that the enemies who spoke against you, before them, God will prepare a table. Why would these people come and sit where you're being elevated? Because God wants to honor you in the midst of the people who were jealous against you. But not to bring their destruction, but because you can be a blessing for them. You can feed them. You can clothe them. You can bless them. And so Joseph ends his statement and says, I will take care of you. I will bless you and your children. Hallelujah. Ningal yeniki edaraitu pravartichalu, njan ninde nanmikayittu njan pravartikkum. Hallelujah. Even if you work for my evil, I will turn it for good because my God made it all a blessing in my life. Hallelujah. Ningalku edaraitu aarana pravartikkunnathu, ningalku edaraitu aarana shatruvayittu nikkunnathu, who is standing against you? Who is jealous of you? Who is discouraging you? In the midst of you, that in your heart, you say, God, you are the only one I need. അങ്ങ് മാത്രം മതി കർത്താവേ, അങ്ങ് എൻ്റെ കൂടെ നിന്നാൽ മതി കർത്താവേ, അങ്ങ് യു ആർ മൈ ബലം, യു ആർ മൈ സ്ട്രെങ്ത്, യു ആർ മൈ ഹോപ്പ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. ഇഫ് ദാറ്റ് ഇസ് യു ടുഡേ, ഐ ജസ്റ്റ് വോണ്ട് ടു എൻകറേജ് യു, ദ ലോർഡ് ഈസ് യുവർ ഷെപ്പേർഡ്. ചിൽഡ്രൻ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്, ഗോഡ് ഹാസ് പ്ലേസ്ഡ് എ calling upon each of us and all of our small children, our children, upon their life. There is a calling and a destiny. And the enemy will say, you are not good for this, you are not good for that, it is not going to happen. But in the midst of that situation, I will say, even if it seems impossible now, the God who makes the impossible possible is your shepherd. So maybe you might not have the grades you need. Maybe you might not have the wisdom and the knowledge you need. Maybe you might not have the education you need. But all of our testimony, every single person in church today, ask them, how did you get their job? How did you come to Canada? If their answer is anything but by the grace of God. How did we get a house today? By the grace of God. How did we get a job? By the grace of God. How are we healthy today? By the grace of God. So let me tell you, what keeps you going and will reach your vision is not your work, but rather the grace of God. So krubail nikkan padike, stand, learn to stay in the grace of God, because if you leave it, there is no covering. Stand in the grace of God and say, Lord, I need your strength, and he will lead you in a path forevermore. May God bless you all with these words and my words here.